This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I mean, I start these shows, and then it may be 6 months before I finish because I got like 8 shows going on. But today, right. We talked about that Cowboys doc on Netflix. And it is fascinating because they talk to everybody. By the way, I totally forgot how crazy Charles Haley was. Holy cow.
You know, he used to pull his privates out and film study.
They talk about it.
That's a bit much.
And literally, Charles Haley in the doc, he says, 95% of what they say is true, which made me laugh. But I started this. And it gives you a sense, if you guys want to watch it, again, you don't have to be a Cowboy fan. It takes you back to the 90s Cowboys, how Jimmy took this thing over, the vision, what they did. They talked to everybody, at least the first two episodes that I've seen. I know Deion's coming because they haven't traded for him yet, but it's down the road. But the story's like, wow. And my point is, from the jump, and I was saying this to Mike because I was in Dallas for a time, Jerry has always had this drama, even when they weren't any good. Right, and even in the years they haven't been good, which has been a long time, when you talk about going back to a Super Bowl, there's always this drama. And tonight our Falcons play the Cowboys in the final preseason game. Now, they came here last year. We beat them up. Dak got hurt. We know that was fun. But Mike and I were having this conversation, and this is interesting, Atlanta, because when you talk about Jerry Jones, and we're going to let you hear what he had to say, the latest about Micah Parsons, this thing's not going anywhere, it doesn't seem. But, Mike, we don't have an owner. And is it good or bad? Because we don't have an owner in Arthur Blank. He does speak to us, and when I say us, I'm not just talking to Mike and I, to the fan base, when it's appropriate. But he doesn't go out of his way to create this drama and create situations that make it even harder for his coaching staff. It doesn't matter who's coaching the team, all right? He did this with Parcells. It doesn't matter.
Right.
And he makes it more difficult for anybody in the organization to kind of maneuver and have this sense of power except for Jerry. And I said to Mike, man, it is nice to not have this drama. Now, it's good if you're in Dallas on the radio, but every day, Mike, you're talking about an owner saying something out of pocket.
And as we said, every time one of your big money players who you drafted and is a star, you alienate him. And you go through, and again, we talked about it. You could go all through the history of Jerry's stewardship. Emmitt Smith sits out first two games of the season. They're last of the Jimmy Johnson Super Bowls.
That's in the doc, by the way. It's great.
Remember that Monday Night Football game and Frank Gifford. And one player not here, Emmitt Smith.
That's right.
And they showed Jerry in the box. And it, of course, and then he eventually hit. It was a game of chicken. And Jerry blinked because you got to have Emmitt out there. It's the big three. You know, we try and to play Mecca. So I've seen this happen before. We've talked about it. You know, Des Bryant went through it. He went through it with everybody who's come through, and now he's doing it with Micah Parsons. You know, and everything, it's so funny about Jerry Jimmy Johnson, they have a falling out, of course, because the egos aren't big enough, and Jimmy was the architect. So who does he go to get the team as a head coach? The guy he knows is going to tick off Jimmy Johnson more than anything, and that's Barry Switzer. Because, and by the way, I mean, a cigar store Indian could have coached that team to a Super Bowl. It was basically coming down to the 49ers versus Dallas for like 5 years. So, but Switzer gets that ring. And you know that still, Jimmy Mill never admitted it eats at him.
Yeah.
And mission accomplished by Jerry, just to stick it to him. And I think if Jimmy stays there, they win 5 championships.
No doubt.
I think the Cowboys win 5 rings under Jimmy.
No doubt. Here's what's funny about that Emmitt holdout. And Emmitt describes, because they talk to him, the big three, they're on this obviously throughout. But he says, when you think about it, 4 years, he wanted 4 years, Mike, $13 million. You think about that contract now. Now, again, this is 93. But he wanted 4 years, $13 million. And Jerry was like, that's quarterback money. Back then, you're like, what? That's quarterback money.
I wanted to watch it last night. You know, if you ever have this, I know Day-Day goes through this every night in his house. You want to watch something, the wife goes, I don't want to watch that. Oh, okay, yeah. I'll have to just wait till she falls asleep on the couch. Yeah. So we watched something else. And then, of course,
was it any good?
Well, I'll tell you about it in Guy Talk.
Okay.
I found it, by the way, I think Day-Day and Oren will love this. If you haven't already seen it, stay tuned for that coming up. But no, so as soon as I go, what about the Cowboy? I don't want to watch that. And then five minutes later,
gone.
Never mind. Yeah. But anyway, I can't wait. Going to watch that tonight.
It's good. And by the way, I don't know how many episodes. Like I said, I think I got to 2, but it may be 8 episodes. It's intense. Let's hear Jerry Jones. And again, we're playing the Cowboys tonight. For all the conversation about what our team hasn't been, we haven't been to the playoffs for 7 years. Guys, this is a team that every year is expected to go to Super Bowl. I'm talking about them. And they haven't been in 30 years. And you start talking about an NFC championship game, they don't know what that is anymore. Like, we recently have been in more NFC championship games than the Cowboys have. So here's Jerry talking about the negotiation situation with Micah Parsons, saying that they had agreed to a contract when it was just him and Micah talking.
I have agreed to give more money than has ever been given in terms of guaranteed money than anyone ever has as far as a defensive player. Mike has got 3 years with the Cowboys left. At some point, somebody has to have the say over the other. My job is managing the check. Mike has got to do the playing. What is the least incremental part of the whole equation? The attorney or the agent? He works for Micah. He's not the principal here in any way. They're in here to make their percentage.
Mm-hmm. David Mulligetta is his agent, one of the best in the business, and they are at an impasse as well because it came out today, apparently. That's Jerry. I think he was talking with Michael Irvin on the podcast or whatever, but Jerry said basically that David, the agent, told him to stick it up his butt when he called and was talking about these numbers. And so, you know, look, I don't know. It's he said, she said right now, mm-hmm. but it just doesn't feel like this is going anywhere. And, like, we're there tonight, Falcons, you know, Cowboys, in a meaningless game. Right, it's preseason. This doesn't count during the season. Last year, when it mattered in the NFC, we were able to beat them at home. And you know, Jerry was talking about Micah and these negotiations. Listen, this is Jerry on this whole thing.
We wanted to send the details to the agent. The agent told us to up our ass. Mike and I talked, and then we were going to send it over to the agent. We had our agreements on term, amount, guarantees, everything. We were going to send it over to the agent, and the agent said, don't bother, because we've got all that to negotiate. Well, we've got this deal resolved in my mind for the Dallas Cowboys. We've got it done, and if the agent wants to finish up the detail, which is should, and we're ready to go. But as far as the amount of money, the years, the guarantees, all of that, we negotiate.
Again, it's a good problem to have. You got one of the best players in the league. Pay the man. Stop monkeying around. You're going to have to at some point figure out if Dak Prescott at age 32 you believe he can win a championship because he's eaten up 18% of your cap.
Yeah.
It's the same situation the Falcons found themselves in. You know, and some of that, as we said, we talked about Julio's demands kind of created more problems for the capologists up at Flowery Branch. But you got to either restructure Dak to make this work and you believe in him, and eventually you're going to have to pay the bills, Carl, like we did, kick that can down the road. But you got to win a Super Bowl the next 3 years. Can you do that with your team? Diggs is getting paid. CeeDee Lamb is getting paid. Now, CeeDee Lamb is making $15 million this year. Diggs making $12 million. Right now, Parsons, because of where he's at with his option, $24 million.
Yeah. And look, Jerry's not lying about him being under contract. That part is true. But we also know that guys of lesser value, right, who've done less in this league, who have not been all pro multiple years, have gotten deals done before their contract was up. So, yes, he's not lying about that. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let me ask you this, and then I'm going to let you hear. Stephen A. apparently did a one-on-one with Jerry Jones as we're talking about Cowboys-Falcons. This is just a tie-in, guys, as we talk about our ownership groups. Mike, we've never had an owner that was as outspoken. I don't know if anybody does in Jerry. But look at our ownership groups, guys. Arthur Blank, you love him, right? You may not think he does enough, and I don't know who thinks that because he's done so much for these teams that he's owned in this city. Mike, the Hawks and Tony Ressler only speaks when he needs to, never really in front of the media. And you have for years, we've talked about the Braves ownership.
They are a nameless, faceless corporation. That's why guys are like, what's your mean on for Terry McGuirk? He's the only guy I can pick on because he's running point for those cheapskates that are Liberty Media who are the primary shareholders of Braves Holdings. So you're right. The only time Arthur stubbed his toe would have been the Julio for life thing, which, you know, other owners, I think in hindsight, Arthur would have probably said, nah. You know, and that's a great debate. I know Julio fans will say he was always worth it, but he never really played a full season after you gave him that contract extension, and then the rest is history. And it did create that cap situation we just referred to. Would he have pushed Mike Vick around in a wheelchair when he blew out his ankle in 2003 again? I don't know. I'm sure there were some owners that probably raised some eyebrows, but that's the kind of relationship Arthur had with Mike, which was funny because when all the stuff went down, guys made it sound like Arthur stabbed him in the back. No, Arthur loved this kid, loved him. Mike's talked about it,
yeah.
How bad he let him down. So, but that's it. And those are, like, I think those are two things that pale in all the things you talked about with Jerry.
Yeah, and by the way, like, remember where he came from. But we're talking about most of these guys being business owners, right? Businessmen,
right?
Multi-billionaires, and then they get into this. And Mike, it's kind of like Jerry last in this documentary. And this is what you're going to take from this doc. Jerry, from the time he can remember, talks about wanting to be an owner. Didn't know how he was going to do it. Didn't know how he was going to get the money. But the point is, we talk about fanboys. He played football at Arkansas, but he always wanted to be around it. And once you get that opportunity, and he does, now it's his thing. And you kind of just, Mike, you make these mistakes. Arthur Blank wouldn't do that again at this point in ownership that he did in year one, two, or three, or six.
Right. It just, to me, look, what's the difference between Arthur and Jerry? He hired Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy Johnson built an unbelievable team, pulled off one of the greatest trades in NFL history, the Herschel Walker trade with the Vikings,
right,
which brought you players and draft picks, and that was basically the bedrock that thing was built on. So it was so well built that even Barry Switzer couldn't screw it up. So you look at it, and then Jerry's ego got involved. And I think over the years of his stewardship, he's had some good things. He's drafted some good offensive line. He's also made some ridiculously terrible trades for wide receivers.
Yes.
He's done some really goofy stuff. I think where Jerry really went south is how long he sticks and holds on to terrible coaches, mediocre coaches like Jason Garrett, Mike McCarthy. Think about some of the guys he's had in there. I mean, you go back and look at the list of Cowboys coaches. Who is especially Dave Campo?
Dave Campo.
I mean, these are horrible decisions. It's like looking at what the Jets do with their head coaches.
Okay, so in comparison, though, as we talk about our owners, and again, Falcons, Cowboys tonight, preseason, our owner has in turn held on to guys a little bit longer.
We say it all the time. Now, some would say it's a good trait to have unless you're in business. Maybe you need to be more ruthless in business. Arthur Blank is loyal to a fault.
To a fault. Here's Stephen A. with Jerry Jones. This is a one-on-one apparently he's done for his podcast. This came out today. Let's hear this as we're talking about the owners.
How do you view Micah Parsons? I know you think he's a great player and very, very important. I consider him the face of the franchise. What do you say to that?
I'm glad that you recognize that. We got him for 3 years, no matter what.
He's not going anywhere.
Exactly.
Somebody comes along with a couple of Pro Bowlers and a couple of first-round picks, Jerry. What you going to do?
Here, no. I don't got this thing static coming in here somewhere. I'm getting overrun here.
I'm just asking. I want to make sure that nobody has to worry about Micah Parsons going anywhere because that's how much you value him.
Just know this. I'm so proud since you think that much of him.
Yes.
Please say it often because we do have him.
Hmm. What he means is they got the club option. That was this year. And then you've got the franchise tag. You can do it twice.
That's right.
The old member Kirk Cousins got the then Redskins franchise tagged him twice. But again, so now you're paying the average of the top five at the position, which come hell or high water, Jerry, you're paying through your nose.
You are.
So structure it. bonuses, I mean, guaranteed money, which Jerry, see, that's the thing. Jerry is the richest owner. I mean, there's owners like, you know, Stan Kroenke who's got more money, but no one has done more with the Cowboys, Carl, the star, the real estate, everything, the stadium. It's the team that's got more value than any other. Forbes does the valuations every year. Why do you throw nickels around like manhole covers when it comes time to pay your guy? It makes no sense other than you just hate to pay the money. That's, to me, that's it. Just, you don't need Sigmund Freud to figure this out. He just hates to give up that money.
Mike, I think it's control. I just feel like that. What we heard there is like, yep. You know, we got him. He's not going anywhere. And I will decide. I will be the final factor. It's right. All this control stuff.
And if you're a Cowboy fan, like, look, for the Falcons, you've had 7 years we haven't made the playoffs. And it better change this year.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I don't know what's worse. The Cowboys, you know, they got that humiliating loss to the Packers 2 years ago. But knowing you've got all these resources, all those things, and then you still can't find a Super Bowl. Knowing you've got, you know, all this, you've got a great corner, you got a great wide receiver, you got a great edge rusher. We can debate what you think of Dak, but you've still got a top 10 quarterback by all stats, right?
You do.
But yet you still can't, and you, as a Cowboy fan, you feel hopeless that you're never going to win a Super Bowl until Jerry Jones passes away.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.